Condo townhouses are again planned for 377 Big Bay Point Road, in Southend Barrie. A public meeting will be held Thursday evening on a rezoning application needed to build a 29-unit, two-story condominium townhouse development and an associated private amenity area on the 1.4-acre site, which is located east of Loon Avenue and west of Ward Drive on the south side of Big Bay Point Road. Neighbors have expressed concerns with the project, however. Alan and Elaine McDonald have concerns with tree loss, drainage, privacy and traffic. We have concerns that the extra traffic from this proposed development will have safety connotations, they wrote to the city. It is currently a very busy and at times dangerous road. They also say the new development would severely reduce the value of their home and make it difficult to sell. We purchased a home in a single-dwelling neighborhood and feel this proposed development is extremely unfair to the current owners who are bordering the property, they wrote. We have lived and paid taxes on our property for 23 years. Brittany Gluckler and Aaron Pullen also have concerns about drainage, their property values and the lack of privacy. One major push behind buying our property was the privacy of having no neighbors to the northwest behind our lot and the treed-in yard, blocking the noise from busy traffic on Big Bay Point Road, they wrote to the city. Nights here in the summer are serene, quiet and very much worth the extremely inflated price we purchased the home, for, in June 2022, they added. The very large mature trees in all adjoined neighbors' yards, which root systems will be cut into, the will be blocked sunset view we currently adore on summer nights, all will lead to reducing our quality of life here. Diane Lamb said she has concerns about drainage due to the raising of the soil, flooding in her backyard and basement, along with losing the trees, the loss of privacy, the devaluation of her property and concerns about increased traffic. The proposed rezoning would change the special provisions on the existing residential multiple dwelling second density zoning to facilitate building the townhouses. Current site-specific zoning provisions limit uses on the subject site for no other purpose than for childcare, a single detached dwelling and that front yard parking be permitted. This land is currently occupied by a single detached dwelling, which was a licensed childcare center. Previous development plans were for 28, three-story condominium townhouses. A staff report for this rezoning is anticipated to be brought forward to Barrie councilors in mid-2023 for consideration. Draft plan of subdivision approval is delegated to staff and won't require a staff recommendation to City Council. In addition, as the draft plan process has been initiated solely to permit condominium tenure, it's anticipated the majority of detailed design and technical matters will be addressed through the site plan control process. If approved, subsequent applications for a condominium exemption and site plan approval will be required. This public meeting is the first of three scheduled public meetings at the Thursday, March 2 Affordability Committee meeting, to be held virtually and in person, beginning at 5:30 p.m.